It was a Wednesday night. I remember because I was supposed to pick up my best suit from the cleaners. But the cleaners closed early that day because the owner was sick with food poisoning. Why is this important? Because this was the night you shuffled into my office early. Linda, exactly who is in my office? No, you don't speak. Oh, really? Already? What assignment? The Troutman case. Fine, I'll prep him. But you owe me one. He's a damn day early. So, you're my new partner, are you? Well, don't nod your head. Stand up and get over here, in front of me. What is this? Why are you looking down? Is that any way to greet a lady? We're off on a fine foot already, aren't we? You know, one of my pet peeves is tardiness. But do you know what I hate more than tardiness? Someone who shows up a fucking day early. So you know what? You're gonna make it up to me. Don't look at me like that. We're gonna work together. Long, hard hours. And I'm the best in the business. I know you're a detective too, but I've seen your resume. You have some work to make up. And you can learn a lot from me. I know that's why you applied for this job. Admit it. I can see it in your eyes. You knew what this agency had to offer you and your career. You know me. You know that I'm intelligent and ruthless, and I will do anything to get to the bottom of a case. And that's exactly why you want to work with me, isn't it? Good. Then tell me, why are you here early? Fine. You know what? I need a drink. Would you like one too? Maybe it'll help take the edge off a bit. One for you. And for me. Well, don't look at me with those puppy dog eyes. Drink it, you moron. You know what they say about women who drink whiskey, don't you? Oh, that's so tasty. Why aren't you having a sip? What are you afraid of? That I'll take advantage of you? Oh my God. Did you just... You fucking idiot. You spilled your whiskey all over me. You're lucky this isn't my good suit. You know what? No. I'm gonna need some help taking this off. Good thing I have a spare in the closet over there. This jacket. It's a mess. Amateur. There. What are you doing? Help me. My shoes. on your knees. You heard me. Get on your knees. Oh, so willing to do what I say. You look good down there, partner. Now, crawl over here. That's right. Crawl towards me. I'm going to stand right here. And I want you to help me take this skirt off. No. Oh, no, not with your hands. I want you to unzip it with your teeth. Here. Yeah. Yes. Now, take the waistband in your mouth and pull it down. Do as I say. Good. Let me just step out of this. You a fan of stockings? I know a lot of women don't wear them, but I do, as you can see. They're nice and they don't go all the way up. They only hit me at the thigh. Do you want to take those off too? Do it. Let me just put my leg out in front of you. Pull them down with your teeth. Keep going. All the way off. Good. Now the other one. You know, you look good down there, on your knees, so subservient. Ready to follow my orders, aren't you? Good. I think we'll work out well. Let me just get my shirt. There. What? Haven't you seen a woman in her lingerie before? Please tell me you're joking. Oh, just not this nice. Oh, well. I happen to have a lot of lingerie that looks like this. Do you want a closer look? What if I just come and stand right in front of you? Put my crotch in your face. You know how you could make it up to me? Being early. Lick me. Yeah, that's right. Over my panties. You want to learn from me, don't you? You want me to teach you? Help your career? You want to be the best in the business too, don't you? And you know the best way would be to work with me. This case, the Troutman case, it's very high profile. And I know you know it. That's why you applied for this job. Keep going. I'll teach you. I'll teach you everything I know. But I think you want to learn something else too, don't you? You want to learn how to please me. Admit it. Admit it. No, stop. Stop right now. Look at me. You aren't going to taste any more of me until you admit that the reason you came into this office early was for me. I saw you in that interview. I heard you called around and asked some questions, and I know damn well that you were intelligent enough to know not to show up a day early, unannounced. So, let's just address the elephant in the room, shall we? Partners. Partners in lots of things. Right. Admit that you want to fuck me. Say it. Yeah. I know you do. But before any of that is going to happen, before I take you under my wing, before I teach you everything, you are going to lick my cunt and make me come. Pull my panties down with your teeth. Do it. All the way down. Now, stick your tongue out. I want to wrap my thighs around your face. Lick me. How does it feel? How does it feel to have my pussy on your tongue? You know how powerful I am. You know how much you can learn from me. You know what this is gonna do for your career. This high-profile case, this agency that I built from the ground up. Oh God, that feels so good. Don't you dare fucking stop. That's right. Give me your fucking tongue. Give it to me. Yeah. Stick it out. I want you to shove it inside me. Oh, yes. Put your hands on my hips and pull me towards you. Oh, thrust it deep. Taste me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now flick my clit. Oh, yeah, little flicks like that. Oh, you are going to make me come. You're gonna make me come. You are not gonna stop until I come. Oh yeah, keep doing that. Keep doing just that. Don't you dare fucking stop. You hear me? Don't you dare fucking stop. I'm gonna wrap my fucking thighs around your head. Oh, I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. Good. Good. Hand me my whiskey. You've done well, partner. It's a good thing this wasn't my best fucking suit. Then what would I have had you do? Okay. Enough for tonight. Come back tomorrow. Tomorrow, your actual first day. and then I'll begin to really teach you. And that was it. A Wednesday. You left, mouth wet, tasting and smelling of me. And before you closed the door to my office, you turned around and looked over your shoulder, an eager little face. You smirked slightly, knowing that you pleased me, and knowing that you wanted so much more. So eager to learn.